This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Episode 7, The Elements of Writing Your Story. Last time I told you the story of my completion of the Disney Half Marathon, even though I started never running a mile before. After seeing other people run the race, I wanted the head of Donald Duck, a finisher's medal in the half marathon, to prove to myself I'm better at 50 years old than I was at 20. Even the worst pain of the last 3 miles of the race, that story kept me going. How do you write your story? The story that will fuel you to success. In this episode, let's walk through this process together first by deconstructing the story above. In the next episode, I'll use the story of this podcast to build a new story. In both episodes, I invite you to think up your own as we walk through this. A good story does the following. It describes what you are doing and very likely the end game. You want your story to go somewhere to improve yourself or develop something. Very likely that will mean a destination. In my story, I am distance running. I have an end game in sight, running one particular race. The story has an emotional component to it. This is core to a story versus a goal. Emotion is that kick that kills any rationalizations resistance will send your way. I had several emotions tied up in this story. One was turning 50 and thus getting old, and the emotional baggage that goes along with that. Another is my feelings about working out. For most of my life, I was the 98-pound weakling. When I hit my 40s, I gained a lot of weight and became the fat weakling. I had spent most of my life feeling inferior to a lot of people due to my lack of physical ability. I want to feel different. I want to feel strong and capable instead of too old and too weak. I want to run a race in the ultimate kids' playground, not in an adult setting as a 50-year-old should. Emotional is personal. You are the protagonist. A story has history and backstory. Emotional baggage is your asset here. These emotions are the ones that affect you the most. Explore them. Which ones are involved in pursuing your creative life? One guy I know built a multi-million dollar business out of spiting his mom, who thought he would never amount to anything. It may be something more constructive than that. Another story I heard was an app developer who wanted to never worry about paying the rent. After being thrown out of his family's home, he never wanted to be thrown out of a home again. The more personal and more gut-wrenching it is for you, the less likely you will let resistance win and stop doing the work. Touch the nerves of your audience in your story. Getting the head of Donald Duck is about a personal achievement. Personal achievement stories are meant to motivate me, not anyone else. You might want others to listen to your story to get them to be supportive of your story if it is just a personal achievement. Since those close to you are possible manifestations of resistance, this is important. For many stories, you want people to do something, such as subscribe to your podcast, visit your website, and ultimately to buy something. You need to make it personal, not just to you, but to them. The fear of getting old and weak entrains a listener to my story, even though they think I'm insane for running. Here's another example. One of my favorite movies is Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray. The reason I am so devoted to this movie is in two lines of dialogue. Murray's character, Phil Connors, is stuck in a curse that he relives February 2nd over and over again in the same small town. He muses with two people at a bar about this. Phil, what would you do if you were stuck in one place and every day was exactly the same and nothing you did mattered? The drunk guy next to him, Ralph, says, that about sums it up for me. Phil spends the rest of the movie refuting his own question and Ralph's answer. By the end of the movie, everything Phil does matters. He wins the woman he loves and the curse is broken. That is the story of my life. And many people's life. If you haven't yet broken your curse, the movie is the message of hope that you will break your curse. That emotion is why an otherwise quirky, repetitive, and overly long episode of The Twilight Zone is so endearing to so many people. We are all Phil. You need two lengths of story. Make a long story and a short one. In your mind is the short version, with enough emotional baggage to carry the story. The short story should also be tweetable. Near 140 characters packed with emotional triggers for you. All I had to say was, I want that medal to keep myself running. To get there, you might want a longer story, around 300 to 500 words. Emotional content usually has a history. Explain the history, drip the emotion. I saw people running the Disney Marathon years ago. I was a 98-pound weakling. Explain that. Try to make it something you can say in 2 minutes. If it takes more than 5 to recite, or you can't seem to finish it, you were successfully attacked by resistance, who's now using this constructive exercise to prevent you from doing the real work. Which one you write first or second will depend on you. There is no right order, and it will change every time you write a story. I've had my short mantra-length version happen first, and sometimes the longer story is necessary for me to completely map out what is happening and will happen. In the next episode, we'll have my story of writing the story for this podcast, which for the creative indie is far from a simple 5-step process. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.